Hefsekaira gives out the verse of Aleph, Beis, and Gimel.
You mentioned last time that Hefsekaira has been done before Shkia, right? So we're machmer that Shkia is Shkia, and after Shkia, we're going to be machmer. So there's a shayla. Maybe it's a tumma. Somebody, there's a lady who Mishnah Berurah Dikia, Jidavid and Shaka Saminka, like Mishnah Berurah says. Like the Negroes people, right? People are going to Shaka Saminka every day. 5 minutes to Shkia, realizes she didn't have mincha. She doesn't have time to have a tire mincha. What do you do?
Talk about the
mailbox.
What?
What do you say? What? You say that she has to have mincha, so you have to have mincha, so you have to have sekaira. Or do you say that she's meshubah labaya? She's meshubah labaya to do this as quickly as possible. Being that she's meshubah labaya to do it as quickly as possible, so therefore she has to, therefore she's not able to daven. She's not able to daven.
And her husband tells her to do it, daven.
And of course she should daven mincha. But the husband's in seder, she can't call her husband. She has to decide herself, she calls her up, right? I'm not in seder, right? Okay. Anyhow. So that was a shayla. So that basically those are two stars. Do we say she's mashub in Levaila, therefore if you're mashub in Levaila, so therefore she shouldn't do
her right for
what
I say?
It's her. You have no right. You have no right for your own thing to Ms. Mincha.
That's
her right, she has to daven mincha. No, that's her, it's not a cheshbon. She has to daven mincha. She can't say, I want to have mitzvah, you know, therefore I want to skip. Whatever, God comes first. The question over here is, being at a prior shibud.
What's the Hebrew for daven mincha? What's the
gift of it? So Mr. Brewer holds his mom. It's Machlokes Rambam, whether Nashim Achayim Tefillah, not Achayim Tefillah, whether. And it's not our second. Machlokes Rambam with the Achayim Tefillah, Mr. Brewer passes at the Achayim. Minig of a lot of Nashim, not to daven. Where does it come from? The Chavetz Chaim and the son wrote that the Chavetz Chaim calls Rebbetzin that calls mind to bring up the kids. She shouldn't daven because she's going to miss about them in the mitzvah.
This is not bringing up the kids.
What? But she daven. Her minig. She davens mincha. She's not saying about that. She davens mincha. She davens two minchas a day, like Mr. Ruru. Right? Okay. Or maybe they don't have any kids. I don't know. Unless she doesn't have any kids yet. Send her. And therefore, that's only Ramesh. I'm sorry, so it's okay, whatever.
Same
no, it's much more. Mikha's more count. Mikha's more count. The Mikha there are more passes, Mikha didn't say. Chavar passes says. Mishpur is Makhav Shkir, because Dan Mishpur Shkir is the Chamber. Mishpur says, Vidyav is Samachan Ravesi, Vidyav is Mishmash, Mishpur is Dan Mishmash. So, anyhow, practically, you would have a Mikha as opposed to. Anyhow, you should do the Hepsin and Dan Mikha practically, so whatever. I mean, you can change the style. Well, if it's at the end of it, if you're somewhere around Moshe and 6 minutes you have to skin, okay, then, you know, you can twist on the style. That's where the style weather. Fine. Okay, let me get Shabbos. So that doesn't come along the Chadash. A Chiddush that if somebody davens Meiriv, then the halacha is that once you daven Meiriv, you're not able to go ahead and make a Hefsekaira anymore. Tremendous Chiddush, because usually daven Meiriv. But so, you know, you daven Meiriv, then you have a right to daven Meiriv early. So that's the Chadash that once when Damon Zmaev already has a din of Laila, and therefore you're not able to make a Hefsek Taira. So there's a need in whether is it going when it's Seber Davin Meiriv, or is it going when she Davin Meiriv? Ramah brings down Yechim, Ispala Kal Arvis, Vadiyam Godla in the Levish Levina, Ramah brings down Jumas Desh, and if it's Seber Davin Meiriv, you can't do Badika. You have to start the next day. Achat the Kal Kavar also is a Laila. They already made it in the night. Yeshem the Mutter Filoso Kal Shabbos seems to make Shabbos not like that. The Chila Mamachu with the Yevid were Chishish.
Yeah. So the Shach brings down, it's sad to say that, let's say she davened and ended Sibra davened, maybe it's gonna be worse. And the Maitza, the Shach don't want to say it, and the Maitza, no, we're not going to say it. So what's the Yisrael Shaila? The Yisrael Shaila is a very fascinating Shaila. Pashim Shaila, when you daven Meir, you daven Meir. So you're right, daven Meir from Pagam. Okay, we're in Mechaz, when somebody davens Meir, you have a koyach to make it into night. If you don't daven Meir, it's day. But you daven Meir, a person has a koyach to decide when day is and when night is. And by you daven Meir, you're able to change the dina that it has. As it did Maya, which is a fascinating question. If I remember correctly, the Rajbun and Brachas around afternoon says you said it is once you get to, if I decide now 3 o'clock in the afternoon to daven Ma'ariv, I can't make it into night because there's no shaykhus tonight. But once you get to the point which is in the twilight zone, it can be your certain point, you're also on plag, come off from the Mishmashas, that it's mixed as your mitzvah's Laila. We're getting into that twilight zone over there. I have a koyach to be machlit this in tonight, and being that I have a koyach to be machlit tonight, once I do it, I can't go ahead and make a hefsek. Why is it Mara? Early Shabbos. Okay, so we're going to be early Shabbos. So, but again, what you said of early Shabbos is, okay, I'll go around on the side for a second. If I remember correctly, Tosim Suzab and Zion, I think it was says that in Tosefes Shabbos, the Shabbos, what's the get of Tosefes Shabbos? Tosefes Shabbos is just a Purushim and Malacha. Or Tosefes Shabbos is on being moitzim on the Shabbos and gets a din of Shabbos. Now, the gemara is can eat through the Shabbos in Tosefes Shabbos. Is Tosefes Shabbos now? It's Shabbos. I can eat through the Shabbos now because it's not a Shabbos. Or Tosefes Shabbos just the din to be moitzim me Shabbos halachol. The din to be moitzim that you shouldn't do melacha. But it's not the chad that's mamas going to be considered. It's not mamas considered Shabbos. So Tosefes not with Pesachim. Second Tosefes, the third Tosefes says that. It says that you can't eat until it gets dark. This is the pshat is that there's a drush where Pesach has to be dafka laila. A regular Suda Shabbos, you keep boris tachshach. So the shmoyz of Tosef is that Suda Shabbos, you could be mekayim in this man of Tosefes Shabbos, because Tosefes Shabbos is moitzim on the Shabbos. Tosef Ksubis, I think it's Mem Zayin Mabez, says over there that you cannot be in Tosefes Yontiv. You're not mekayim simchas yontiv then. He's handling a copy of getting married, that there's a problem with ma'ariv simcha v'simcha. He says in Tosefes yontiv, there's no pitul malacha, because you're doing priesthood malacha, but you're not mekayim simchas yontiv then. So that's it. Says over. What's he said in machlekes? What's he said in machlekes? That machlekes. Is Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes yontiv, it's adding on to Shabbos yontiv, now Shabbos yontiv? Or is the Yisrael Dover is that you're not adding on to Shabbos yontiv, it's just then priesthood malacha. Nafkamina is. So the Shabbos, can be yotze then. Mr. Rupp Haskins, the lashon is toiv to eat again at night. You make early Shabbos, toiv to eat after seitz chavim, ksais of bread, to be choishes for that. Another Shabbos negay, a lady who, what? Yeah, if you're running a lady when you mekabel Shabbos, if a lady didn't daven mincha yet, can you mekabel Shabbos and then daven mincha afterwards? If Tosefes of Shabbos is not really next night, it's really day, just you're just being parshim melacha, so you're parshim melacha, but it's still before Shkia, so I could go ahead and have a mincha. If the gather is, I'm making it to Shabbos mamish, so now I'm not able to make it. I'm not able to make it a mincha, huh? So Imra also is the need, and all these shaylas all over, and. What? Okay, and?
She can't.
She can't. So what's together, David?
What?
So here we see Klape.
It's
a chelik night. Wait. I'll go upon him. Anyhow, so Ramah is saying, so the kiss is a very big kiddush of Shemesh and the Chachila of Ramah. Once we chosen for it, B'diyavah going to make it. Doesn't make them with Shidav, and also, you know, they both daven, the Chachila and Macha B'diyavah going to make it. So the kiss is a halacha maitzah. If you're making early Shabbos, you're supposed to do the Hefzakai beforehand, or Dika beforehand, whatever it is. If you didn't do it, B'diyavah would be makel to go ahead and do it. It's only during the week, it's not just Shabbos. So whenever you daven, it's Sibra davens. Them, you know, as if you're in a bungalow colony and they have the, I don't know if that's the idea, but if you're in a place where they just daven early, from Plague. So in England, playing places like that where you get night most of the time. My anthem was in Scandinavia, I think it's at like 1 o'clock in the morning, it's night. That's when I guess, so they dive in Mincha Meir very early. So the kids in that case are supposed to do the Bedika before Plague. I mean, sorry, Bedika beforehand, because you're making a night. And Bedi'eved, we're going to be making. That's interesting. The Bach says that when you do Bedika early, you should do another Bedika again, closer to Shkia, because the Iker Bedika is supposed to be close to Shkia. I think the Bach says the Chachili should do both Bedika. Should do Bedika beforehand, and also Bedika closer on. Chakos Adam also passing like that, Kofi Zayin Hei, that the Chachili should do two Bedikas, do Bedika before Mincha, and do Bedika closer on. Because of the Shkia, yeah. So if you're doing a Moich, just do Bedika with a Moich. That'll be the So what do we do in the Moich? So let's say... This man of referred to at Laka. So she laid Mikabah Shabbos out tonight. She didn't do Bedika yet. So what should she do? Should she light Mikabah out tonight and do Bedika? Or not do Mikabah Shabbos out tonight? What? It's Zman of Alokas Ne Shabbos.
40 or?
Whatever his man is. Not right? The proper man. Whatever his man is. So now, the question is, you have a shadow now. Should she light Mikabah Shabbos and then do the Hafsik Tari afterwards? And you sound like Deborah and Ramah, or is it better to do like the Lucky Shabbos tonight? Do the Lucky Shabbos tonight, don't do Kabbalah Shabbos, and then afterwards go ahead and do the Hafsik Tari.
What?
Yeah, do it with tonight or without tonight.
This is
Lucky Shabbos. What? Said Kabbalah Shabbos, same thing. Lucky Shabbos also. Lucky Shabbos, most places say the same thing as Meirev. If you do Lucky Shabbos, that's the Kabbalah Shabbos. Okay. Look at this also. The same thing. You like Meir Shabbos, that's like you're making it tonight. Therefore, you should do the Hefzakai before. Now, the Shail is, so what's better? Make it tonight and don't be Kabbalah Shabbos, or be Kabbalah Shabbos and be selling B'diavon on the Ramah?
Why? What's the
time? So tonight is something which is very, very B'diavon. Mishra says you only do it in the Tzorech. The case I mentioned before, you're running late, you didn't daven Mincha. Mishra says, what should one do? So Mr. Bruce says, Lie luck is Nairus and I'm two Myers. Doesn't say go make it tonight. It's not like what? Because what? You're running late, you do not have a mincha. So Mr. Bruce says, what should you do? Mr. Bruce says, do luck is Nairus and I'm two Myers. Do Tashlum. It doesn't say lie with it tonight and go make up, because tonight is something with Bahagos. You can't make it tonight. Tonight is something we only do Shas al-Hakadol. And if a Shevi Levi says do not make it tonight, better light, and then afterwards do the Hafsik Tari and Mesamech on B'diavad of the Ramah.
Who says this?
The Shevet Alei, the Shevet. Just find out somewhere, just like you guys in the hospital. Where is
the Shevet
Alei? Yeah, I got it. Shevet Alei. Sorry. Okay, where are we?
So we go past
If you do a Moich, it's not Samigaya, right? If you do a Moich, it's not Samigaya. I mean, another problem with Shemesh Dashan is that this is an interesting style. According to Shemesh Dashan. What? No. Kabbalah Shabbos? Another style according to Shemesh Dashan, according to Dashan, you have to correctly make a night. So when will you do the Moich, according to Shemesh Dashan? Or let's say diving, right? She's about to diving. So you have to do the half stick, and the moich would be right by diving time, right? That would be the man which you do the moich.
It's not Benishmak, it's making it
night. You're making it night, so I don't know. It's the diving of the Meir. That's the terrifying which makes it into night. So you have to just do it while the tzibur is diving the Meir. Now, like the Shumas Hadashin, when do you need to do the moich? You do the moich by Shkia. So the minute you're in that type of case, when you're making early Shabbos, is you do the half stick, then close to Shkia, you put in the Moich. But it should come out of Bich Cheshma, according to Mr. Deshin, you should also have to have the Moich in while the Dami Meir. When did Simas Dami Meir? Whatever time, whatever Meir is. Meir is 7:30, 7:40, while the Dami Meir, I don't know if it's a Baruch Hu or the whole. You should have to have it then. Which,
Okay, so normally we say moichah just a chumra and it's just like a chila, so you know it's not a problem. But you have to know when the moichah is mikra din, you have to know, I never named it mikra, so when the moichah is mikra din, so then in the case you see the one day, whatever that case would be, so it should come out really, you should have to have it in twice. It should happen while the Yami Meir, and also by the Zman of the Zman of Benjamin. What? That's the Zman you're making it tonight. That's the whole Zman. That's the whole Zman Ben Shemashas, no?
No, you still have Ben Shemashas.
What?
Who? Just make Ben Shemashas be much longer.
Not longer. Once you finish davening, toshkiya, that's nothing. Either it's night or it's not night. Question is, when's it turn night? By davening. That's what makes sense. So the Zman, just have the Kairos, which has to have in the Zman, which you're making in tonight. So while you're davening, that Kairos should come out. Fine. Okay, I'm going to add some Mechdach right now. I'm going to add some Mechdach. How you have to do mechdachik? So Zakhar Chavazdah said, when you do mechdachik, what do you have to do? How do you have to do it? So Chavazdah says you have to put a lot of mechdachiks inside, fill it all up. Plus you have to have something on the outside, because just because if you're doing bedik or sticking one thing in, the Gemara says that the mechdachik folds inside. So if it folds inside, so how's it going to catch everything? You have to put a lot of things inside and also put something outside, and that's the only way to figure out that it's not going to be a problem of. That's the only way to do a mechdachik. Kiveger, on the other hand, says, the definites, Kiveger says, even going to Chavis Das, you do a lot. Maybe that second is starting to go through the side, and how do you know that it's not falling at that second? Kiveger wants you to do a mechdachik, sticking it all the way up to the PM car, and it's mamish all the way up at the PM car, so therefore you know you're not bleeding that second, because if you're bleeding that second, then it will come out at that point. So this is a big problem, because we do neither of these two. We don't do either of these two. When you do a mechtach, do you stick a lot of mechtach to have an inside and outside? We don't do that. And Kivega says you have to stick up all the way up to Pima Kar. Kivega is saying that normally a person's not do that, you're not able to do that. And
you have to do
it
first,
what do I say? Then you have to says that Bismana Zeh, he holds that you have to, you know, the Minig Anushim is that you do a Bidika beforehand. And he holds that he says Bismana Zeh is Mamish Mekar Din. In the Zman of the Gemara, the Gemara says you have to do mechtach, no Bidika. That's all example. Like Shevili, Bizman is that we're not doing mechtach in the proper oifen. We're not doing oifen like the kiveg. We're not doing the Chavis Das. He says that if you have to do bedikah v'cherem stuck in the point to make sure that you have to bedikah v'cherem stuck in the point to make sure that to get the v'cherem stuck in. And then afterwards you do a mechtach.
How's that helping the machar mitzvah?
So that comes from the stuck in the mechtach v'cherem v'kedin. The yavet doesn't help. Because you need chum is stuck in. And the mechdachik nowadays is not getting through the chum is stuck in. And therefore it's going to be fine. How's that for what?
According to NCP, is that the chavarach needs a mechdachik to grab it. So that is how you're not doing the mechdachik.
Right, so now there's a little bit of a problem. This is by the shulchan's mayor, it's a little bit of a problem, like Pesach saying. In a case we need mechdach as a chumra, fine. So let's say you did the chum is stuck in, mechdach as a chumra. But any day, what do we accomplish with mechdachik? According to Chavis Das, am I ever really doing mechdachik? No. It's still a suffix, according to Chavis Das. So, according to Kivig, am I doing mechdachik? I'm not doing all the way. It still blives a suffix. So, what am I doing? What am I accomplishing? The whole part of mechdachik is bad, so I'm okay. We want to be mechdachik or suffix. Like I mentioned last time, if somebody's 5 minutes late, do you do mechdachik? He said that, okay, or not. Because all the mechdachik is take out the kol suffix. And the kol man is still a suffix. Then we're not going to go ahead and do a mechdachik because we're not really accomplishing what we're trying to accomplish. So, his moira that according to Kivega, we're not doing. According to Chavis Das, we're not doing it. So, Taka, what are we doing? It says a little bit tzarchi and what the Sada Dov is. So, the Pshana Dov is that the minig is that the Chazan says in Ainzai, he has a lot of cryptic words. Chazan Chafei, Sakim, also Chafei. He says along the lines of that chat is that the Sada is that when you're doing a mechdachik, which Al Pi Roiv, it's a beer. Is it foolproof? No, Al Pi Roiv, it's a beer. That it's pretty safe to assume if you stick something in the Kol Ben Hashmashas that there is no dam there, so it's pretty safe assumption to assume that that's not seen, therefore that's enough to be considered a mechdach. We're trying to get a stronger beer than just a bedika. We do in the case we need mechdach and make our din, and this is a pretty stark beer. Is it foolproof? Is it 100%? Almost nothing in this world 100%. And being that a piroiv or mistaver, that she's not bleeding, that'll be enough to be considered
a Meichtokos, and therefore that's why it works, even though you're not old enough to be Makar, even though you don't do a lot of inside outside. Maybe it's going through this side, maybe it's going through this, but since there's some stuff there that she stopped, that'll be nothing to the
Meichtokos. You just use the Meichtokos,
okay? As a Bidika, as a Bidika? So in terms of where the... So you have to do a Bidika beforehand, as the Kohen B'Stakin. So you have to do a Bidika beforehand, as the Kohen B'Stakin. It is a minute, some people... No, so talking like this. Shiva Levi says nowadays you have to do a Bidika beforehand because Lab Davka. You have the problem. The Meichtokos does get into Kohen B'Stakin. And a boy, you won't do Meichtokos the proper way. Therefore he said, for sure you have to do a Bidika, you have to do a Bidika beforehand. The question is, you have to do a Bidika and then a Meichtokos, or it's enough to, or it's enough just to do the, do it together. So Moshe brings down, there would be a mile of doing Bidika and then the Meichtokos, in other words that, you know, Bashas is starting the Zayin Akiyam is from the Kaneinu, it's not a mile to do such a thing. It's a small mile, to do it. Practically, most people do it because why do you want to stick a Meichtokos in the 20 minutes after that, whatever you're doing, if you might have blood there. So most people do a Bidika, check, see if it's good. And you can put that one back in, you'll take a different one, that's fine. But for practically, most people check it. But it's always recommended, whenever you're doing a Meichtokos, do a Bidika with it. Why? Because if the Hefzakai was no good, and if the Meichtokos, we did a Bidika with it, so then it's considered Hefzakai. If you didn't do a Bidika with it, Pashas, you didn't have Kohen B'Stakin, and Pashas, that's going to be a problem.
So
if you just do a Meichtokos, the Pashas would be a problem. There are some which make they want to say that if she was walking around, so it moves around, if it does get Kohen B'Stakin, you know, not so much. Definitely when you're doing the Meichtokos, you should always do a Bidika with it, because if it's no good, then at least you're going to be good.
You're supposed to do a Hefzik.
The Meichtokos is not good. Yeah, always like that.
The Meichtokos is not good. The Hefzik is not good.
The Meichtokos is down. Fine, Sif Gimel says that there's a minhag that Isha... Which is Pesekas Tyre, she's supposed to wear a chalaka badakla she'in, b'kesem, b'layla, she puts adinim, which on aksamim, the next day she counts zainakim. So Mukhar brings down, he's supposed to wear, supposed to check it, that there's no aksamim, and at night you put down clean cloth, and clean sheets to make sure that there are no aksamim. Mukhar brings down, minakash, when she's Pesekas Tyre, she should wash, and she wear levinim, if she only wash, punch them out the daibakach. If she's on the road, she's a bugad, you can't sign the kiyam, just the one that's not your brother, because it's down. So, Shana, this minug of washing herself out. So, Tesh Shalom brings down Tambachos, what are you washing yourself out and wearing Levinim? Because maybe her guf or cholik has a kesem, and she's defined to sign the kiyam. And you can't be turned on the first 3 days, like we see more of our rikas about that. So therefore, it's eight satayr for her. Being that we, in the first 3 days, if you find a kesem, you have to be machmer. So being that you have to be machmer in the first 3 days, therefore we say, eight satayr, go in and wash it off, clean yourself off, check your bag and make sure it's clean. Because if you can find a kesem, you have to be, you're not going to be toilet. So therefore, it's eight satayr to go ahead and do this.
It's not
well? Not Afka, right. The city Tyra says that kol shkein, if we say you would be toilet, you should have to do it. Because if you would be toilet, also you should have to do it because you're going to find a kesem and really maybe it's from now. And if you didn't wash yourself off, you can have a tliya. So therefore, a kol shkein, if we be toilet, you should have to do it. The Chok says both. The reason I have to wash yourself off and make yourself clean is because in the first 3 days we're not toilet, so you make yourself off. And day 4 and 5, we are toilet. That Chok Sadam. And then day 4 and 5, we are going to be toilet. So being that day 4 and 5, we are going to be toilet. Therefore, you have to do all these things in order to make sure that no ksamim beforehand, and that's what you have to do. Let's say a lady didn't do it. So Chassidim says a lady didn't do it. B'shal nefesh, or she didn't do it. It's roy lekoinsa. It's roy to give a knas for not doing such a thing. We once had a shayla. We got some shayla that a lady did not wash her underwear, and there was a kesem. And she said, "I know for sure it was done before the zayin came." Well. So I know for sure it's anything. So the question was, he didn't do the minhag. Should we give her a knas or not? No, you can say that. No, that is the mess up as anything. Hakabam, so Kakasan says Roy to give her a knas. We're not Nuyagim. All these Badaka, we're not Nuyagim to do these things. Unless, you know, the lady really needs a lesson. So, whatever, I can't want to do the tricks. But anyhow, because of Badaka, we're not going to give, Badaka, you're not going to give, we're not going to give you a knas. Now, but again, the sheets.
Why not?
Why?
She's
leave. Safra law, she's leave.
Why have to wear white?
Okay, so I have to white in order to tell what's going on. You have to know, if she's seeing, you have to know what the story is. So, Shalom Negei White is two things. Okay, couple Shalom Negei White. For my sister Shalom, she goes swimming during the Zayin Nekiyim. Does she have to wear a white bathing suit on the inside? So Maisha and Chelik Dal, I think he's Zayin Chafes, but that's over there. He says over there that you don't. He says because like I'm happy, the shower is not white. So when you're bathing, it's Zman Yuchud. Like Kilo Tiffy says, when you're bathing, you don't have to have a white. You don't have to have. Right, so I'll get that second there. Now, when you get the sheets, so the reason I have to wear the sheets is because maybe at night it's gonna go on the sheets. If it has to be white, the shaila is Zman Azeh, that we have tight underwear. The Choyra, there's no reason to wear have a white sheet because it's not gonna, if it's tight, Kipshuta is not gonna go. There's almost no way for it to go.
Yeah.
Therefore, a lot of people are not to do it because of that. Rav Moshe writes in that shuv over there, tell you to do it because maybe it's in between yeshiva and shchiva, maybe it's possible. But they get in, gets up his man as they have tight underwear. There would not be a chiyuv to have.
She's
tight
underwear and she's
tight. Oh, for sure, she's not underwear, she's tight. If you're wearing tight underwear, so then make it in.
The bottom also, it's only brought down the more guys that wear like white sheets. No one else has white sheets.
Okay.
I'm saying if you have a clean sheet, it's good enough. Right? If you have a clean sheet, it should be good enough.
What I say?
Clean sheet, any clean sheet.
The vein. Yeah, so one child we have to discuss more is that. So Moshe discusses Shuvah, let's say ladies have big summer problems. What do we do? So Moshe and Beis Ayin Kes says that she has very big summer problems. Shas Adchak will make it for the weird Tzavayim. And she won't go ahead and be Kabbal Kamar. So Tzavayim, we'll make it Shas Adchak if we want to go ahead with Tzavayim. The Shail is, Benegeya, can you wear a pad?
Is it worth it to wear a pad or not? What's the Shail?
Pad is white, so you see what's going on. But it's not a Kabbal Kamar, according to those places. So the shaila is there din that you have to wear something which is makabal tumah? We're trying to figure out to see whether, or they say there's no din that has to be something which is makabal tumah. They say the dover is, it's just a din that you have to know what's going on. You want to make sure you're not missing that she's seeing. But some we don't care about. So that's something we have to discuss. If they say it's like a shaila, what we're trying to do over here. Fine, let's start next circle quickly. Finding more brings down a... Maybe next time. Fine, the mission brings down a lady checked. Zavah Shabbat Gatsum Yom Rishon Matsu Tar and Shri Matsu Tar Shaykh Mitzan Lebaku. So the question is, but again, B'dikas always have a lot of shayla. So people have a hard time doing B'dikas. The question is, can we remind B'dikas? People have a hard time doing B'dikas. Just yesterday, a lady, she did B'dikas all 7 days. Day 7, she had a massive kesem. Now the question is, she wants to know, can she skip day 7 and then do a day 8? If she do B'dikas, she's come master. So the question is, can she skip day 7 and do day 8, count day 2 as day 1, and day 8 as day 7? Is that something which is mutter? What?
Kesem wasn't a problem.
It wasn't a problem, wasn't enough, as far as the gris. Now the question is, can you skip day 7 and do day 8? Let's say a lady forgets. What's the minimum amount of vedikas? Happens many times a lady forgets to do vedikas, doesn't do any vedikas. So the Mishnah says, a lady does Rishon Vishvi, what's the law? Nechka Rishonim, is Rishon Vishvi the ideal thing, it's only bidiyavad. So isn't that Zayin Amud Beis says that but Guatzman is only bidiyavad, aval lechachila is supposed to be bidika lechila, tzricha liv dechayot. So Tosfos lechachila, every single day you have to do bidika. Hand bidikas, he doesn't say. Lechila, one should be bidika like every single day. What's the diik? The diik is in Lashon Badka. Badka is mashma b'diyavet. The lechila should be din every day. The Balamar's chilek, he says, no, we find Lashon Badka could be even when it's Lashon Lechila. And he says that lechila, the reason of Shvi is lechila, and you don't need to do a b'dika every single day. Because if he says something like this, is a chila to b'dika every day? According to the Balamar, no. According to Tosfos and the Rav, there would be a chila b'dika. Every single day. How many bidikas you have to do every single day also is not muskar over here. The Gemara is not mukach. The Torah brings me on a machlekes between the Rambam and others, where that person says two bidikas every day, the person has to do one bidika every day. So Shabbos comes up, a lady's me my bidikas, what's better? To do two bidikas on day 1 and 7, or to do one bidika every single day? Or I could some mishan say you need a bidika every single day, lachakila. Some Hashem say, let's say two bidikas and reach the Shvi bidikas. That's really so six Shalai comes up. What's going to be better? Is it better to do a bidika every single day? I'm just going out to Shaila. One bidika a day or do two on reach the Shvi? What's going to be the better of those? What's going to be the better of those two bidikas? Well, what do I say? So also we have to discuss, does it make a difference what point to do the bidika? Is it better in the morning? Is it better in the afternoon? Are we trying to be maxing the beginning of the day? Are we maxing the safe of the day? Also, what does the bidika do? Is it another shot? Is the bidika dry? Is it bidika rabban? What does the bidika do? What? So I didn't see this second, Asma. What's that all? Maybe I've seen time is or so times before. I don't know what
these.
Okay, so what's two do? So what does that do? Now I know that what? How does that help? Well, so maybe at 12 o'clock I saw that stop. So I was. I definitely know what he said. I can see all this, Mishnah. I'm sure the coach said.